Take your Christian hymnal and turn to song number 35. Take two requests from you after this. Christian hymnal, song number 35.
Words of life and beauty, teach.
278. After this, Daniel will lead us in the devotional. 278.
Once we have let's have the ladies sing the second verse down in the chorus, and the men sing the third down in the chorus. Oh.
Good evening. Tonight I would like to read about Nebuchadnezzar. So if you would, please turn with me to Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, unto all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at the rest in mine house, and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed, and the vision of my head troubled me. Okay, kings make announcements. That's very common. But this announcement was very unusual for a king. As we will read, and as probably many of you are familiar with. This one, God had a very special hand in. Okay, let's go down to... Well, first off, I also want to notice in his decree, the message he gave, he said he's talking of God, about his signs and wonders. And he recognized him as a high God. He also recognized him as having an everlasting kingdom. And here he was a king. And his dominion was from generation to generation. And also we see in verse 5 that he was troubled. Kings being troubled. And yet God is able to touch even kings' lives. Let's read in verse 10. Thus were the vision of my head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the ends of the earth, ends of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all the beasts of the field, and the beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heavens dwelt in the bowels thereof, and all the flesh was fed of it. I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, and an holy one, came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a brand of iron and brass in the tender grass of the earth, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is the decree of the vision, decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. So here he recognized that the Most High ruleth. I'd like to go down to verse 19. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, my lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to mine enemies. So notice he was troubled for 1 hour. And that's quite a while. If we would just stop and just wait for 1 hour, it would seem like quite a while. Okay, let's go to verse 22. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reached unto heaven, and thy dominion to the ends of the earth. And whereas the trees whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a brand of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let the portion be with the beast of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they shall derive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdoms of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree root, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins, thy righteousness and thine iniquity, by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. Okay, well, we notice Nebuchadnezzar, he'd become like a huge tree, and the tree was full of life. It was a strong tree, and it reached unto heaven. And it also had much fruit, and it was also to the ends of the earth. In verse 25, we notice that he goes from that to eating grass like a beast, like an ox, to a very lowly place. Let's go to verse 31 and 32. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Verse 37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, of whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Okay, so we see how Nebuchadnezzar was going to praise and extol God at the last, and how his vision was changed. Have you ever wondered? We see this vision of Nebuchadnezzar. Have you ever wondered what God's view of us, of his people today? He sees each one of us. Each one of us are very precious to him. His children are precious to him. And then we also recognize Nebuchadnezzar had a vision, his vision of God. And I think that's what we need to focus on. We need to have a vision of God and recognize him as his holiness. We also need to pass that vision on. And my prayer is that would be our goal, to pass on the vision to the coming generation. Let's stand for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless this service. We pray that we would praise and honor thee from our hearts. And we pray that the coming generation might also see the vision and praise God. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening to each one. Greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daniel, for that reading. The verse 27 stood out to me, how the Lord gave the king a year to think about his ways and to change his ways, change his mind, or to repent. Verse 27, I'll read that again. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel, David or Daniel speaking here, be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, thine iniquity by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. And verse 29 says, at the end of the 12 months, he walked in the palace of the king of Babylon. And it goes on to say what he said still with his proud heart. Is this not the great king of Babylon, which he has set up? So thank you for that. I think we're living in a day of lots of evil around us. We had my dad's estate auction a week ago last Saturday, and we began the sale, the auction, with prayer. And afterward, a man came up to me, pretty rough-looking character, and well, he sure appreciated that. He said that he goes to a lot of auctions, and he said that was the first time he ever heard of an auction starting with prayer. But he said, you know, that he's a churchgoer. He went on to tell me how about him, and he's a churchgoer. He goes to church, but you know, they just fired the pastor that they had. And I said, oh yeah, how come? Well, he started preaching about divorce and remarriage and same-sex marriage, and I forget what else it was. He said he started, and all he was doing, he said, is preaching the Bible. He wasn't preaching no false doctrine at all, but he said they fired him. And he thought that was pretty sad. And it is very, very sad. Okay, let's turn to song in the Christian hymnal. Let's turn to song number 44. Number 44. Then we'll have, oh, maybe one selection after this, and then we're going to have Joanna come up and have the children's class for us. Come, gracious Spirit, heavenly dove, with light and comfort from above, be thou our thought and step beside, o'er every thought and step beside. The light of truth to us display, and make us know and choose thy way. Plant holy from God may ne'er depart, that we from God may ne'er depart. Lead us to God, lead us the road which we must take to dwell with God. Lead us to Christ, nor let us from his pasture stray, nor let us from his pastures stray. Lead us to God, our final rest, to be with him forever blessed. Lead us to God, his bliss to share, fullness of joy forever there, fullness of joy forever
199.
199. We are building in sorrow or joy a temple the world may not see, which time cannot mar nor destroy. We build for eternity. We are building every day a temple the world may not see. That we've ever had, its own little place has filled. Every deed we have done, good or bad, is a stone in the temple we build. We are building, every day a temple the building, building every day, building for eternity. Every word that so lightly falls, giving some our joy or pain, will shine in temple wall, or ever its beauty stained. We are building every day a temple the world may not see. Children can come forward here on the ladies' side.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa, for leading those, and thank you, children, for singing. It was great. That first song inspired me. How big is your God? We say that God can do anything. We say that He's big. So, it's a challenge for me. Let's stand and let's sing.
Lord is my light and my salvation. And I'll take a request from you after this song. Oh, the Lord is my light, He's my light and my salvation.
Seated.
Okay, I heard two of them. We'll take this one first.
I need no mansion here below. Does anybody know what number that is? When burdens come. Oh. No, that wasn't. No, it was I need no mansion here below. Come so hard to bear. Anybody see the number? Isn't that what you said? Yeah, okay. Maybe it's not in here. Maybe I'm imagining things that are not there. Anyway, okay, let's just sing it.
Wipes Seems I hear their voices and in a world without end. I won't worry when the time shall come to go. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said,
another selection. After this song, Andy's group can come up. Excuse me. Number 604. Oh, is it church hymnal? Is that what you said? Okay, sorry.
Short as the world.
Good evening. Good to be with you this evening. We've got three songs we'd like to sing, and they were picked by three different people. And it's interesting that all three talk about Jesus. The first one is a commitment that we will serve him and be his friend, even while he was falsely accused and no one to defend him, that we will stand with him. It's a real commitment this evening that sometimes I wonder how much do we really understand fully. The second one is the song With My Eyes Fixed on Jesus. You know, there's a number in our midst that are really facing some pretty serious things right now, and I think it's a good time for us to come together and to support each other and to really focus on the one that died for all of us and made it possible for us to have a perfect life hereafter and has given us something to sing about. And then the third song is about is one we all know, a hymn we often sing, Christ Arose, a song with a real note of victory, and that he rose from the dead.
They tried my Lord and Master, with no one to defend. Within the halls of Pilate,
When the hearts of these lives seem like a mountain, and the joy in song within my heart is gone, then I hear the gentle voice of Jesus calling, and in Him I find the reason to go on. With my eyes fixed on Jesus, I can face another day. With my hand in my Savior's, I don't need to go astray. With my heart simply trusting, there are answers when I pray. In the shelter of His arms, I want to stay.
I want to stay.
When temptations like great waves come dashing round me, and my feeble feet are sweet sand, and there's nothing in this world to help or hold me, then it's Jesus who alone can make me stand. When dark doubts and fears come rolling like a river, and they're washing like a flood upon my soul, then I find that there's an anchor in my Savior. When I trust in Him, it takes complete control. With my eyes fixed on Jesus, I can face another day. With my hand in my Savior's, I don't need to go astray. With my heart simply trusting, there are answers when I pray. In the shelter of His arms, I want to stay.
Christ arose.
Death
To you that he arose. To us as Christians, it means forgiveness and victory over sin, doesn't it? And over death. We follow him. The first two songs spoke a lot about Jesus, following Jesus and staying near to him. I believe that's the secret right there, isn't it? Following him. Excuse me. Okay, let's turn in our Christian hymnals to 494. 494, where he leads, I'll follow. And then after this, we'll have, be another two selections, I guess. 494. Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dear far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads above, Jesus every day. Sweet is the tender love Jesus has shown, sweeter far than any love that mortals have known. Kind to the erring one, faithful is he. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day. List to his loving words, come unto me. Weary, heavy laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior and thy soul is secure. Number 515.
you to lead that, Mark.
5:15.
The Lord's our rock in heart, a shelter in time of storm. Secure was ever in his heart, a shelter in time of storm.
What was it?
269.
After this song, we'll have the chorus come up and sing us some songs. Glory Gates. I am looking for the city built of God, where the many mansions be. I am walking now the path that Jesus trod, and his face I soon shall see.
Are ever open wide.
glory now that fills and thrills my soul as I walk the narrow way. I am looking for the heavenly light to dawn that shall rise in endless day.
Tonight, second song we have is kind of an old evangelical wake-up call. God's going to set this world on fire, and I guess I'm not going to say any more than that. The last song, then. Is We Rest on Thee, and it's simply asking God, basically, I guess, to give us the strength we need and to rest on Him and to trust Him in our life.
Beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. Be more than a synagogue-meeting Christian. I want religion that thrills me every day. And say amen to the preacher is fine. In following Thy love, I shine. I want to be more than a synagogue-meeting Christian. Is there the light of mine? I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Monday gave me the gift of hope.
Tuesday is the gift. Wednesday told me to have more faith. Thursday gave me a little. Watch and pray.
Saturday told me just what to say.
Sunday gave me the power divine to let my little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
Filled with
Christ.